message.
Let's dive into something that is not exactly the first word we associate with success or with personal development, and that is surrender. I know the word surrender often brings up these images of giving up, of waving that white flag, or just letting go of control. And in our culture, those things can seem, well, almost anti-success. We are taught to push, to hustle, to go after what we want and to make it happen. But what if I told you that real power and freedom actually lie in surrender? Now, to be clear, surrender is not about throwing up our hands and saying, well, whatever happens, happens. It's not about resignation. In fact, surrender is one of the most active, intentional practices we can adopt. It's about recognizing where our efforts meet their limits and allowing something greater than ourselves to take over from there. And when we can do that, when we allow ourselves to release control, there is a massive shift in our personal growth, our success, and ultimately our well-being. So let's begin by understanding what surrender really means in the context of personal development. Think of surrender as the art of letting go of the outcome. Yes, we can set goals, we can make plans, we can work hard, but surrender is about accepting that we do not control every part of the process or how things ultimately play out. And that acceptance, ironically, gives us more room to grow. When we stop gripping so tightly to exactly how things have to happen, we open ourselves up to possibilities we might otherwise overlook. We become more adaptable, more open to change, and ultimately more resilient. Now, you might be thinking, well, if I let go of the outcome, won't I lose motivation? Don't I need to stay driven to achieve my goals? And that's the beauty of it. Surrender does not take away your drive. Instead, it shifts your focus from obsessing over that end goal to actually engaging in the journey. It's about showing up fully for what we are doing right now, knowing that the outcome will be what is meant to be. When we surrender, we allow ourselves to live in the present moment, which is where all of our real power lies. And this is crucial in the context of personal development. Too often we set this rigid plan for who we want to be, how we want to grow, or what success should look like. But life doesn't always go according to our plans. We may find ourselves in situations we didn't expect or dealing with challenges we did not foresee. And surrender helps us not only handle those detours, but helps us to learn from them, to find meaning in the unexpected, and to grow in ways that we never could have anticipated. So let's talk about how surrender can enhance our success. We all have goals, and goals are great. They give us direction, but surrender means recognizing that success is not just about reaching those goals. It's about the process, the growth, and the person we become along the way. When we're able to release our attachment to specific outcomes, we actually become more creative, more resourceful, and more open to alternative paths to success. Think of surrender as a state of flow. You know, athletes and artists often describe being in the zone, where they're not overthinking or forcing things. They're just fully present, fully engaged, just letting their training and their instincts guide them. Now that's surrender. It's being so immersed in what we're doing that we're no longer obsessed with controlling the outcome. We're trusting that the right results will come from our genuine efforts, focus, and intention. Remember, the real power isn't in control. The real power is in surrender.